This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
So this morning, to give us more insight into global markets, we have on the line with us Jeffrey Halley, Senior Market Analyst for the Asia Pacific at Owanda. Thank you for joining us this morning, Jeffrey. Now, the sudden uptick in severity of the Wuhan virus outbreak in China has hit markets hard, particularly in the wake of the US-China Phase 1 deal, which had spurred some optimism. But is it all doom and gloom, or are there still sectors which are riding out the wave of investor uncertainty?
Good morning. I think in situations like this, some of the more dull corners of the stock markets tend to outperform. And those tend to be companies such as consumer staples, food companies, supermarkets, etc. Also utilities, power companies, water companies, the sort of stuff that people need in their everyday lives, no matter what is going on in the world, basically. More speculative investments might be into some of the pharmaceutical companies that might be developing some treatments for things like the Wuhan virus. So, in summary, the more quiet and usually dull corner of the stock market is usually the one that outperforms in situations such as this.
And talking about the Wuhan virus, the yuan has been a casualty. What's your currency view right now as a result of this virus?
Well, it'll be a bit of a mixed bag, I think, today, because we saw such a spectacular result from Apple overnight, which has given the US dollar a continued boost. So I expect that the US dollar will continue to outperform, also on some sort of haven flows and flows into the US bond market. Asian currencies have come under some pressure, but we have to keep that in context of the fact that they've had a pretty strong 2-month rally up until the point of the viral outbreak. And overall, regional Asian currencies have been holding up pretty well, although they are slightly lower than they were a week ago. If this virus spreads more into the region, we may see some more uncertainty at that stage.
And Jeffrey, oil has continued to have a bit of sell-off, although early this morning we can see a bit of a recovery there, underscoring its vulnerability to any kind of geopolitical or economic shock. What is your view on oil prices?
Yeah, it's a little hard to get excited about oil at the moment. I felt it was perhaps one of the most vulnerable asset classes to an economic slowdown, simply because there's so much oil around in the world. There's plenty of spare capacity. We've not heard anything from OPEC or its allies about managing prices or cutting production again to support them. So although we did see a 1+% bounce because the share market rose today in the United States, I'm looking at that more as a dead cat bounce, and it's a little hard to get excited. And I've also just seen that the White House is telling airlines in America that it's looking at suspending all China and US China-US flights. That can't be good for oil either. So I think this rally is going to be very temporary.
And the Fed will have a meeting, I think, tonight, and the consensus seems to be that it's going to be a hold for interest rates. Do you agree with this expectation, as well as what do you think of 2020?
Yeah, I expect the Fed will be looking to stay on hold all of 2020. To be honest, they'll be looking for inflation to hopefully accelerate and perhaps overshoot. The Wuhan virus may change things. If we're still in this situation a month or two from now, and we're starting to see some real feedback through the data, that may change their assessment. It's too early to say that at this stage, though. I'm 100% confident that tomorrow will be our time. They will come out unchanged, and they will hold the line as they have for the last few months.
And thank you very much for your insight this morning, Jeffrey. That was Jeffrey Halley, Senior Market Analyst of the Asia Pacific at Owanda, of the view that the Federal Reserve will keep rates unchanged when they head into their meeting Wednesday in the US.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.